It's Friday the 29th, January, just after 8 o'clock. Skies are overcast, much brighter this morning again, even though totally overcast. But, yes. Storm Gertrude hit us during the night. I could hear it when I got up during the night to go to the toilet. I could hear it howling through the rafters. Certainly very strong. I'm not sure. I think it's actually the strongest one so far here because of the damage. Well, no damage, but debris everywhere in the garden, even stuff that's not mine's. There's a, you know, those beautiful balloons that you get for special occasions, where it's a balloon within a balloon. The outside one was frozen, I mean, as in the Disney movie graphics. And it was obviously some wee kiddie lost their balloon. Well, they shouldn't have left it out, shouldn't they? It was firmly wedged into one of my shrubs. So I freed it, I let it go into the wind and where it takes it, nobody knows. But certainly this is extremely strong. I mean, the trees, when it really gusts, the trees are bending way over. Hold on, guys, hold on firmly. I would never want to lose that big grizzly eye in front of me. Beautiful big conifer, or the great big Leylandia that I planted all those years ago. Oh, those are monuments in my garden, or around my garden. So, bit of a raggedy sleep last night though. I actually felt that it was a good sleep. I really did. According to my sleep app, I had only about the lowest ever, I think, of 30-something percent deep sleep. That's the lowest I think I've ever recorded. And looking at the graph, it just looked, wow. But I actually felt it wasn't too bad asleep. So, there you go. You can tell. So, feeling okay this morning. I've got 3 or 4 tasks to do. I would say it was my own fault, but I packaged them into today. I never thought about the weather. But then again, if the weather's like that, what am I going to do here? All the stuff that I started to at the end of the week, you know, getting things tidied up, cleared up, preparations for the new shed, and it's kind of, you know, all that stuff, just, you can't do it in this weather. It's not raining, but it's just, jeez. Anyway, apart from that, I'm feeling okay. A long way tomorrow morning, probably. I hear this morning that both the Forth Road Bridge and the Keswick Bridge, which is at Inverness, Keswick Bridge can't be closed because, well, there is a way round about it, but by James, it's a hell of a way round about it. They can't close the Keswick Bridge for sure. How are they going to work that? Yeah, it has been closed before, so. James. It's a massive diversion. Anyway. Yes. Gertrude, storm number 7. And they called it Gertrude. That gentle creature from heaven, Gertrude. But I hear that Northern Ireland's been badly hit. Thinking my friends over in Ireland, Bernie, when I go back, Paul O'Mahony, Roger Overall. Oh, they are getting battered by Atlantic storms, which invariably end up over here anyway. But it's fascinating just the same, the wind, fascinating stuff. By Monday morning, January will have gone, we're going to February. February will race downhill into March. And March will skip through to April. Yes. Quicker a bit, I say. Oh, looking to the west, looking to the west. It's not raining now, but that cloud that's coming from the west. Oh my. If my wife is going up to church this far, right, she'll certainly get blown up the way. But I pray that that rain doesn't come on along with us, because she'll get drookit. Mind you, she's a hardy bugger. I watch her go out most mornings, heading up in all weathers. Well, I sit down and have a coffee. Yeah, that's only fair, you know, because I did work hard all my years. The barrier rises sometimes, and out in all weather sometimes. Wow. Yes, the colour of the sky is changing. It's changing to that grey. So the rain's on its way. You almost feel it in the air. Love is in the air. Who sang that again? Yes, it's just a morning for admiring the elements. One thing that's bugging me though is for the past few days, the arthritis in my right thumb at the main joint has been extremely painful. And I've had arthritis in that for a long while, for years. And it's only occasionally bothered me, but never to this extent. In fact, most times it doesn't bother me, except the fact that I don't have the same grip in my hands. So, like the other day there, when I reached up and pulled down the ceramic tea caddy that my wife has, while she was there, which makes it worse, I dropped it. Slipped right out of my hands, my grip wouldn't take it. Luckily, it didn't break or damage the worktop. But then I did break the matching coffee jar. There we go, doing exactly the same thing. But it's never bothered me really with terrible pain, but the past few days. Is it all this low pressure? I don't know. They say that low pressure can affect your joints. But it is, even as it's, I hold my tea just now, the pain in it is just really painful. The pain is painful. Yeah, there you go. No, it's very painful. I might need to go see the doc about it if it doesn't ease off soon. I know it's just age. I know it's just things creeping up. I can live without. I can live with the knowledge that my grip is nowhere near as it used to be. I can live with that. But I don't want to live with that kind of pain that's in it this morning. I didn't even bother drinking my tea. It was almost cold by the time I got out this morning. You would think now it's extremely calm, wouldn't you? Well, it is actually. But it's like the calm before the storm. I can usually tell what's coming because about 500 feet away. 500 feet? Yeah, 500 feet away at least. There's a row of conifers and trees. Yeah, there's the rain coming on. Now I got it right, although I didn't really want to get it right. There's a row of conifer and trees and to the west. And a gust in the wind shows up there about 10 seconds or so before it hits here. And they're swinging like mad at the moment. Yep, that was about 10 seconds. Well, now they're really swinging. Yeah, there's a big gust of coming, and the rain's coming because it's now grayed the skies between me and that conifers. It's going to pour, absolutely going to pour. Yeah. Well, it was nice when it was windy. It's not so nice now. Oh, yeah. Get that coming. Oh.